Sherry asked you to repeat that, Zakai.
My friendly amendment that was rejected by Campbell was that prior to signing any loan agreement, that we make a statement to the listeners of Pacifica about what we're doing and the reason why it's being done.
This is Grace. I have a point of order.
State your point of order.
An amendment can be put forward whether the originator of the original motion agrees or not. Perfectly
true.
Acceptable for that to be put forward.
Okay, well, I'd like to offer my amendment.
As long as it is seconded.
I'd like to offer my amendment. Thank you.
This is Summer. I'll second.
You don't second in the committee.
Our poll would request people put the both the main motion and the amendment in an email.
2286.
Okay. Zakai, could you restate your proposed amendment to the motion?
Prior to signing on any loan that the Pacifica board offer a public statement to the listeners of Pacifica as to the nature of the loan and why we have decided to take on such indebtedness.
And it was to be broadcast on all stations, is that correct?
It'll be broadcast over all stations on the network.
As to the nature and need for the loan.
Yes, exactly.
Campbell, you really have an objection to that?
Yeah, I think that that's not a smart business move. I think that what you're doing when you make a statement of that sort is saying that, well, here we are laying out here in the dirt and we're ready to die. And it doesn't, you know, I don't think it helps us.
Okay, there's a current motion on the floor with an amendment to the motion, and the amendment is before the committee. Is there any further discussion of the amendment?
Yeah, I would speak in opposition to that amendment for the same reason the Campbell does. It's no different than saying it's going belly up. Now, if we want to make a report to the listeners, then I don't think we should do it inside the context of while you're making the loan. That would create a huge uproar. Look how long it's taken for us to understand the loan. You'd create a huge listener backlash because all you'd give them is very limited information. And you would end up sabotaging the very thing that we're trying to get done alone. And I think that's foreseeable. It's easy to see what would happen. And I think that, in effect, would obviate the intent of the major motion, which is to approve the loan.
This is Summer. May I say something in favor of the amendment?
Okay, Summer.
This would, in effect, sabotage the major intent of the motion.
Okay, Summer.
Yes, I think what Zakai's purpose is, and I completely agree with it, is I think, you know, we're here as representatives of the listeners. This isn't our organization. And they have a right to know what's going on. I think it's deplorable how much darkness there is about what goes on at Pacifica for the people who actually pay for it to exist and the people who have paid to pay off the buildings. And, you know, the listeners are the station. They are the network, and they have a right to know when we're, you know, doing major things that may, in fact, engender the loss of a building. I mean, we hope it won't, but I think it's under the idea of full disclosure, and we should have a lot more of that. And if we did, I think we'd have a much cleaner operation. So, you know, it may require being actually justified to the listeners, but I can't see anything wrong with that since it's their money that pays all these staff salaries and pays for this foundation to exist. I think they have a right to know when we're taking major assets of the foundation and putting them up for a loan. So it's, you know, it may in fact have that effect, but I think the people have a right to know what's going on, and that's the case about a lot of these things. So.
Sherry.
Okay. Call the Sherry. Question.
Call the question.
Okay. It's been moved. The current motion that is pending before the NFC is the motion by Campbell to recommend the loan to the PNB, but that the NFC identify and express further concerns about the loan at the next NFC meeting. There's a current amendment to that offered by Zakai, which states that prior to signing any loan, that the PNB offer a public statement to its listeners across the network on the nature and need of the loan. What's before the NFC is the amendment right now by Zakai. Clerk will call. Oh, wait a minute. Arpal, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. One second.
You,
maybe a little slow in a row, but I'm right here.
Okay. Just a quick question. Who writes the statement?
Well, that's a detail we can work out later. Let's vote on the motion. I mean, that's just...
We're voting on the amendment first, right?
Yes, on the amendment first.
It just seems like you're kind of... You have a black box in the motion. I don't know. You're asking to put a statement on 5 radio stations. I don't know what the statement says.
Oh, please, Lord Jesus.
Well, I mean, I think the motion speaks for itself. It says, prior to signing any loan, that the PNB offer a public statement on the nature and need for the loan, and the PNB is supposed to offer the statement, so I guess they'll write it.
Exactly, Mike. Thank you for clarifying that.
So let's vote.
Okay.
Can we get a roll call on both, please?
Yeah. Arpal.
On the amendment from Zakai Fritz. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Abstain.
Zakai Free.
Yes.
Sherry Gendelman.
Abstain.
Lonnie Hicks.
Pass.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Alberto Luera.
Oh, excuse me. Voting on the amendment? No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Campbell Johnson is no. Alberto Luera.
I abstain.
Mike Martin.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Summer Reese.
Yes.
Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Going back, Lonnie Hicks.
I abstain.
Okay, I have 6 yes, 1 no, 4 abstention.
Okay, so the amendment prevails. Now the...
hold on.
Amendment succeeds.
4, 1 no, 4 abstentions.
Yeah, so the amendment passes.
Yep.
Is that right? I'm right on that,
that's
right?
Correct.
Okay. The current motion before the NFC is that the NFC recommend the loan to the PNB, but that the NFC identify and express concerns about the loan at its next meeting, and that prior to signing any loan, the PNB offer a public statement as to the nature and need for the loan. Any objections to the motion?
Yes. I object.
Okay. Arpal, could you call a row?
Are we voting on the main motion now?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Main motion is amended. Okay.
Okay.
Grace Aaron.
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Do we have a next meeting time?
Brian, vote, will you? You can't ask a question in the middle of a vote.
It's a point of information. The motion says we're going to do something at our next meeting. Do we have a next meeting yet?
Yes,
no.
Sunday.
Oh. This Sunday?
Does the PNB have the next meeting?
No, the NFC.
PNB meeting.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I mean, we set one up. I mean, it's not a big deal.
I'm going to pass for now.
Zakai Free.
No.
Sherry Gendelman.
Yes.
Lonnie Hicks.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Alberto Luera.
Intensely no.
Mike Martin.
Yes.
Or Paul Martin. Pass. Summer Reese.
No.
Jamie Ross.
No.
Going back, Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
We're just recommending, Brian.
I know it's not a recommendation I'm comfortable with if we don't deal with the concerns ahead of time.
We're not the board. We're not the board.
Hey, wait a minute. This is just a vote. Brian,
yeah.
In your toil, you got to decide.
Yeah, I'm going to decide to abstain.
Excellent.
And R. Paul Martin, abstain. All right, the vote is 4 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions.
Okay, so that motion fails. Any other motions to the PNB or?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, any objections to adjourning?
I object. Can we set a meeting time?
Object too.
You want me to you want to forego the poll and set a next meeting time?
Yeah, we have
right
a lot
now.
Of people on the call right now. We need to meet fast.
That's correct.
Right. We haven't finished dealing with this loan issue. That's why I abstained on that.
Okay. all right. You guys, when do you want to meet next?
How about New Year's Day? What? About 9:30 in the morning.
I won't be there.
That's terrific.
That was a joke.
I'm sure.
I can't tell around here.
We've got, we've got the
a week from
Sunday's
now?
January 4th. Monday is January 5th. January 5th has a problem for me in two regards. It's the night of our LSB PNB elections, but it's also the night of the Fiesta Bowl. I can't believe it.
Mike, it's on the 7th, Mike.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Our elections is on January the 7th here at KPFT for the National Board.
Okay, all right.
Why don't we do it the
5th? Mr. Chair,
so I guess
the 5th
is open.
Can I be recognized, Mr. Chair?
The 5th is open.
Can I be recognized, Mr. Chair? Point of order.
What's your point of order, Lonnie?
Yeah, I mentioned before that the bank expects us to have resolved our issues by January 5th.
PMB.
What about Friday the 2nd?
Fine.
You have to chair that one, Brian.
What's that?
That works for me.
You may have to chair that one. Or whoever.
Mike? Mr. Chairman.
January 2nd, is that the date?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
Well, it's a question right now. Friday, January 2nd.
Mr. Chairman, please, yes, please.
Please
the vote has been taken.
On what?
on us, what kind of recommendation we send to the National Board.
Right.
The National Board needs to make their decision on the timeline that Mr. Hicks has pointed out. The National Board needs to address this issue. They need to vote. They need to get 11 votes at least minimum for the loan, and then everything proceeds.
Yes.
We should not ourselves be in part of the process now, because the board now needs to act in order to meet Mr. Hicks's desired deadline, which is January the 5th. We need to get the National Board to take a vote, not us.
Well, I mean, I think Alberto's characterization is exactly correct. The entity that's going to determine whether or not we do this loan is the PNB. The PNB just asked us to make a recommendation, and what I will report to the PNB on January 4th is the motion that was before the NSC and the fact that it failed.
This is summer.
And that will be our NSC report to the PNB, and then we'll be up to
what
the PNB.
What we've done so far is make no recommendation.
Right. The one attempt to make a recommendation to, at least in some form, approve the loan failed. So I think that's a pertinent point to report to the PNB that essentially.
And also the
NSC was unwilling to recommend the loan.
And they need to decide. They need to decide.
And also the vote count.
Well, that would be an inaccurate characterization of my vote, because I'm unwilling to recommend the loan without further recommendations, and I'm unwilling to say the NFC is going to deal with it later. I would want some pretty serious conditions attached to a recommendation.
This is summer. Can I be recognized?
Which is why I would like us, if possible, to meet before that
Said. The vote's not going to change, Brian.
This is summer.
The motion said that, Brian.
We're just okay.
Prove
summer,
the loan with circumstances and conditions.
Hello.
No, I want to vote on the circumstances
and
conditions, not put a trapdoor in the motion.
I guess y'all, Summer wanted to talk. Summer.
Yeah, thank you. I just see that we've taken a vote, and I don't see how meeting Friday, you know, there may be additional terms and conditions, but the board does need to hash this out. We should give it to the PNB and meet after they've had their meeting on Sunday. It makes, to me, it's ludicrous to meet on Friday because we're just, what, going to rehash the vote we just took now? Why'd we just spend 2 hours on this meeting, you know? So Lonnie can get the other recommendations back, get them to the board can take a vote, they can throw the ball back to us, and we can have a further discussion of this next week because, you know, I feel we've taken a vote based on the information we have in front of us, so I don't see how we're going to be able to, you know, significantly change anything between now and Friday unless it's the hope that we'll get a different vote because some people won't attend the call. So,
exactly.
You know, I think that's ridiculous. We've made our will known. We've taken a vote. Like, give it back to the PNB, and they can deal with the things that are missing that are troublesome to several of us, I think. And then, you know, we can make a further recommendation next week after they've had a chance to get some of those questions answered. You know, and it goes back to Lonnie. You know, get some of those things in writing, give them to the board. We'll get it. I'm sure it'll get thrown back to us.
Well, what I'm going to report to the PNB is exactly what happened here.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, essentially that's where we're at, and it's going to be up to the PNB.
Exactly.
I think
let
that's pretty fair.
Let them do something with it. I mean, we could meet it, you know, frankly, because if Monday is the deadline to get something back to the bank, the PNB has got to make some kind of decision on Sunday, one way or the other, whether it's to ask for a little more time or to give something forward. You know, even if we meet on Monday, it's not going to affect that. We could meet at the end of next week. The PNB has to do something with what we've recommended.
Yeah, I tell you, what my inclination is that the next time the NFC should meet, it should be in response to the PNB decision about the loan. If the PNB has decided to move forward with the loan, then there are going to be some issues we need to address.
Yeah.
If the PNB has decided not to move forward with the loan, then our agenda is going to be dramatically different. We'll have to deal with some other issues. So, I mean, that's my thought.
I agree completely.
This is Grace. I move to adjourn. And,
second.
How about I just do an email poll on the
thank you.
The
there you
time.
Go. Excellent.
And that way I can watch Fiesta Bowl Sunday night.
Happy Excellent. Excellent.
The 6th is bad for me, so that's my only
mine?
Date next week I don't like is the 6th. So.
Happy New Year and watch
Happy
a wallet.
Any objections?
Thank you, Zakai.
Summer?
Yeah, you too.
Yes,
Summer.
Happy New Year. Hi, Albert.
I don't hear any objections
Summer?
To the adjournment.
Yes.
If there are no objections, then I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the meeting. You guys keep on talking if you want.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Okay. Happy New Year, everyone.